This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haiti's chief prosecutor on Tuesday asked a judge to charge Prime Minister Ariel Henry in the slaying of the president and asked officials to bar him from leaving the country. It comes the same day he had requested Henry meet with him and explain why a key suspect in the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse called him twice just hours after the killing from near the president's home. On Monday, the chief of Haiti's national police was ordered to boost security for the prosecutor because of, quote, important and disturbing threats in the past 5 days. More than 40 suspects have been arrested in the case, including 18 former Colombian soldiers, and authorities are still looking for additional suspects. Zimbabwe's parliament on Tuesday banned anyone not vaccinated against COVID-19 from attending church services, the latest in a series of measures to boost the uptake of the coronavirus jab. The Southern African country has already made the vaccine mandatory for civil servants and teachers earlier this month. Getting vaccinated is also a prerequisite for trading in markets, working out at gyms, frequenting restaurants, and sitting university exams. Zimbabwe's undersupplied vaccine centers have struggled to keep up with growing demand fueled by the jab-linked restrictions. The country has so far relied on vaccine doses produced in China, India, and Russia, but recently approved the emergency use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Just over 2.8 million of Zimbabwe's 15 million have so far received a first dose. Zimbabwe's High Court earlier on Tuesday dismissed an application by the unions to challenge mandatory inoculation of workers.